What was that picture you were showing me just a little bit ago?
Picture? Oh, the picture of you talking about the picture of Kilo?
No, you.
Oh, of me?
Yeah.
Oh, when I was hanging out with my old staff years ago, probably back in the early 2000s with Luke Bryan?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's so funny. And he was like, yeah, that's me standing in the back. And you're just referring to it like, you know, just like it was just such a long time, like it was a lifetime ago.
Yeah.
And it really was.
It was, yeah.
Because sometimes you have to think about all the different lives you've lived within this one life, because we all have phases, roles, versions of ourselves. And it's so funny because it's so easy with perspective to see how different we were, let's say, in our teenage years or as a young adult, becoming who we are. We have so many different phases that we go through. That's how fluid and rich your human experience is. And every version of you has taught you something, even the messy, even the confused ones. The fact that you're different in circumstance, in habits, in hobbies, it just proves that you're never stuck. And I want to remind you of that. I know it can feel that way sometimes. You can shift and grow and evolve, sometimes dramatically. And with each of these phases throughout your life, you've tested these different beliefs and identities and values. You've adjusted to your surroundings and things that have happened to you. Now you're getting to the point where you know what fits and what doesn't. But all your past selves, they're just like chapters in a book. They're becoming part of your story. And right now, if you feel like you are floundering, if you feel a little lost, like you're searching for what inspires you and who you are powerful, okay? Because something in you is reassessing what you want, what you value, who you are. And that is the farthest thing from hopeless. Even if you don't have the answers yet, the act of asking the question, even if you didn't know you were asking the questions, even if you just felt a little lost, that is powerful. Pay attention to where your energy goes right now, okay? Follow it, feed it, discover which you are creating and what's next for you. Don't worry, just enjoy the process. Because we do. Yeah, we live so many different lives, and it's so funny. You think you know everything until you look back at it, and you're like, ah, what was I thinking then?
What was I doing? What did I do that for?
But it's okay. We all get a little lost sometimes, but that's a great place to be. Just pay attention to what your voice is telling you inside. Because when you're lost, a lot of times you do have a direction you want to go, but you're ignoring it or you're avoiding it. Pay attention to it. You're going to get yourself somewhere.